Chip, you have written an article for Haunted Times magazine regarding the John Lennon Mark Chapman case. Tell me a little bit about that article.
When I met Maria Simpson, she had told me this fantastic story, and the more I delved into it, the more fascinating I found the tie between her story and what happened with John Lennon. The central figure in this, of course, being Mark David Chapman, the fact that Maria had a really close relationship. She and her family had been very close with Mark, and the fact that he did what he did, coupled with the fact that she had had negative entities in her home and that Mark had said he had been impacted by those negative entities. I just found the whole story very compelling and very fascinating. And many times I'd ask Maria to be able to write about this, and she was always very reluctant, worried for her family's safety, even almost three decades after the incident occurred. So thus is the reason why she's chosen to use a pseudonym. Just a very fascinating story. In Haunted Times, when I finally got her permission to write the article, Haunted Times was very gracious in allowing the article to be published in their magazine. And Chris Moon, who is the publisher, was excited, as was I, to reveal this new information that had never been made public.
And would you say that you believe that Chapman might have been possessed by a demon?
I would have to say I think it's possible. He claims he was. He named the two demons that he encountered in Maria's house.
All right, let's bring Maria Simpson in. Maria, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming on the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, first of all. And, of course, not your real name.
No, I'm a native Atlantan, really. Been here since I was 16. And we were living in Decatur. I had a daughter who was 7 and a son who was 3 and my husband. And that's when we met Mark.
And tell us about the meeting.
Well, my children went to the YWCA, YMCA summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the senior counselor there. My daughter had some difficulty with her eye-hand coordination, and her doctor had said she probably would never be able to throw a ball or swim, skip rope, that sort of thing. And fortunately, Mark felt sorry for her and kind of tucked her under his wing and taught her to do all these things very well.
So you would say he was a good teacher?
Oh, he was wonderful.
And he was kind to the daughter?
Oh, absolutely adored her, and she adored him. And so consequently, we all became like one big family. He spent a great deal of time at our house. He ate dinner with us, went on outings with us. We had a little garden in our backyard, and he helped me can beans.
About how old was he, Maria, at this time?
I'm thinking he must have been about 19.
Okay.
I was 30, so he probably was about 19.
And what did you think of him during this time period?
Thought he was a very fine young man, but he was troubled. He had a very unhappy home life. And
now, when you say he was troubled, I mean, did he show signs of that?
He showed signs of being depressed at times, and he would kind of go inward and become very introverted. But I never saw any signs of
violence or anything like that.
Nothing at all like that. No, he was just so gentle and so kind.
And you felt safe with your children around him.
I did, and that's. No, I was always very, very careful who my children were around them, protective of them, and I never one time felt that they were in any danger with him.
Maria, did he ever talk about John Lennon to you or anybody else?
Oh, yes.
He did.
He really was a Beatles fanatic, and John Lennon was his favorite of all of them.
I mean, when he said he's my favorite, I mean, he was complimentary about John Lennon. He loved his music.
That's right. He never said anything at all about being upset about the drugs or anything that was immoral during that time.
Now, let me jump ahead for just a bit, then we'll come back and start building on what happened to Mark David Chapman. When you heard that a fellow by the name of Mark David Chapman had been arrested for murdering John Lennon, did you put two and two together? Did you say, this is the same guy? Or did you say, oh my gosh, this person has the same name as our Mark David Chapman?
Well, that's what I said at first. I said, my daughter told me, and I said, it can't be our Mark. He couldn't have done something like that. And then we turned on the TV, and we saw that he was living in Hawaii. And then they showed his picture, and we were just shocked. I couldn't believe it.
You would have said to yourself, and you would have probably have bet money, that Mark David Chapman, the one you knew, would never have hurt John Lennon.
Oh, I couldn't even conceive of such a thing. I never believed it.
From the murder of Lennon, which was December 8th, 1980, when was the last time that you had seen Mark David Chapman? What year?
I had seen him just before we moved from Decatur out to our present house.
So and when would that have been?
That would have been about 78, 1978.
Okay, so you basically lost touch with him for a couple years.
Yes. Because he was in Hawaii, and I wrote him every week, as I promised to do.
And did he write you back?
No, not one time.
Not one time?
Not one time.
What caused him to leave Decatur, Georgia?
He told me he was going down to Hawaii to live with a Reverend Anderson. And he was a very religious person, very, what I would have called a Jesus freak.
From the moment... And maybe he was programmed to do what he did. But from the moment then when he left Decatur, Georgia, and went to Hawaii, you lost total contact with him.
Total contact, yes.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
I even tried to find this Reverend Anderson on my own. And I was not able to.
Were you concerned, Maria, that you had sent over 2 years... so many letters to Mark David Chapman, so much correspondence, and you got nothing back?
I was very concerned. I didn't even know if he were alive.